You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in association with our social media strategies and information channel, is your EPN location for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Jim Tobin, the founder and president of Ignite Social Media, one of the world's leading social media marketing agencies. Ignite Social Media has designed and executed social media marketing programs for many of the world's largest brands, including Microsoft, Samsung, Chrysler Group, Nike, Disney, E&J Gallo, and Carlson Residor Hotel Group. Jim, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Very happy to be here.
And, of course, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So the subtitle of your book, Social Media Marketing in a Post-Facebook World, raises an interesting prospect. Are we headed toward a time when Facebook will be gone or far less influential?
I think it's much more about the latter. It's about Facebook being far less influential, more than gone. And I think if you talk to teenagers who are actively drifting away from Facebook, but when you talk to the 20-somethings, 20, 25-year-old, they'll pretty clearly tell you we don't have the energy to set up a new social network. We spent the last 6 years building this thing. So it's not about Facebook going away or Facebook not being the leading social network. It's about the volume of traffic, the number of eyeballs that they get. And I think it's, you know, there was a time that's beginning to pass already when people would check Facebook 15, 20 times a day. And it's just not as interesting, as it used to be, in part because of decisions Facebook has made. And as a result, people are checking 5 times a day. And when that gets down to once a day or 3 times a week, that means a lot fewer eyeballs for us as marketers, and a lot less traffic for Facebook to monetize.
You make clear in the book that today's teens and young adults are drifting away from Facebook toward new channels, and that Facebook's base is increasingly made up of older users. How can you stay ahead of where your potential customers or consumers are going to be, or how do you know that you are reaching them?
Right. It's going to be hard, and that's one of the focuses of the book, is how do we deal with it as marketers? And you know, I think the best way to stay afloat is to get yourself a teenage daughter or two, like I have. I was aware, you know, when my 15-year-old turned 13, she desperately wanted her Facebook page activated, which I made her wait till she's 13. And when my middle child turned 13 and said, I said, "Do you want to do your Facebook page today?" She said, "No, I'm fine." So she didn't even want to join. And my 15-year-old now says, you know, "Dad, I'm not really on Facebook very often. It's more Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter, an awful lot of Twitter." So, you know, Facebook's now admitted that too in some SEC filings, saying, you know, we're having a problem with teens right now. So it becomes more challenging when you have – it was great when there was one network. It becomes more challenging when there's so many different networks to stay up with. I think the best strategy for marketers is not to think about the network first, but to think about their target audience and their business objectives first. And that'll lead you to the right one or two networks you need to be on, more than saying, "We've got to be everywhere. What's our Snapchat strategy? What's our Pinterest strategy? What's our Vine video strategy?" That'll lead you to some dark places. If you think more about your people first and then your business objectives, you'll keep up much better.
You attest that Facebook advertising has failed in part because Facebook doesn't mean as much to us as Facebook thinks it does or would like it to. Can you explain why and where Facebook has misjudged its users?
I don't know that they misjudged users as much as they misjudged the difficulty of what they were attempting to do. Those of you who were, you know, actively in Facebook marketing 2-3 years ago, remember the great promise of Facebook ads was that they would know so much about us through the stuff we wrote, through the likes that we hit on certain brand pages, that they would be able to show us advertising that we really cared about. And it was the best advertising ever, because advertising is not offensive or interruptive if it's for something you want. And so they believe that they could build an algorithm based on the likes, based on the actions we took, based on our friend network that would be fundamentally different. They don't talk about that anymore. They very sort of quietly walked away from that great promise, and now they offer the same advertising that everybody else does. Ad retargeting, demographic targeting, the same way everybody on the internet's been doing advertising for years. So they misjudged how hard it is to create an algorithm to factor in what a like means to you, what a like means to me, what me liking a movie means versus liking a car brand page. They mean different things at different times to different people, and there's no way to program that. So these ads are not what we thought they would be, and now I personally get a ton of ads for Zumba DVDs. I don't do Zumba, and I don't buy DVDs, so the targeting is terrible. And that's, you know, partly marketers and partly because Facebook misjudged how hard it was going to be to deliver on that promise.
Today we are joined by Jim Tobin, the founder and president of Ignite Social Media, one of the world's leading social media marketing agencies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jim, if your primary goal in using social media is to generate revenue, what factors do we need to consider, and are there alternatives to Facebook and Twitter?
There are definitely alternatives to Facebook and Twitter, and it depends a lot on what you sell. If you sell Skittles, you know, a candy that costs a dollar that people buy on impulse, you're going to have a different strategy than if you sell Jeep brand vehicles, where you buy one every 5 years. It's a highly considered purchase. So you need to start with how you generate revenue, what you sell, and sort of the customer journey, if you will. But also, what's the position that somebody is in when they're on a given social network. When you're on Facebook, you're not typically there to shop. You're typically there to catch up on your friends, to look at old pictures of your high school girlfriend to see, you know, if you missed out or if you dodged a bullet. You know, that's why you're on Facebook, right? If you go to Pinterest, on the other hand, you're there to discover new products. And so I think Pinterest is turning out for a lot of brands to be a great way to lead to direct revenue, particularly if they have an e-commerce function, particularly if people can buy their products online. So I think you need to consider how your product is sold and what each different network can play in that. Sometimes getting impressions, like if you're Skittles, just getting brand impressions and reminding people that Skittles is out there and Skittles is fun is enough to impact your sales. That's why we've been doing advertising for years, right? Other times you're looking for direct revenue. So starting with the goals and with the customer and where the information you share fits into that journey will lead you to the right place. There are times for certain clients that we don't put them on Facebook at all, because it's just not going to drive revenue relative to the effort to go into it. There are rare times, but there are times.
Very helpful. Now, if Facebook doesn't work like we think it does and social media is broken, where do we begin? And what's the right way to venture into the world of social media marketing when you're trying to raise awareness for your business and or your products?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny because my first book that I wrote back in 2008 was called Social Media is a Cocktail Party. And back then, you couldn't buy ads on social media. You had to earn it. You had to figure out what your place in the online conversation was, how you could insert yourself into that conversation, how you could attract people to those topics and find the people who cared about it. That was true marketing. And I think a lot of us in the business have sort of gone in the wrong direction over the last couple of years. We give $6 billion in ad revenue to Facebook. That's a shortcut. I'm not saying we should never advertise on Facebook, but if it was $3 billion to Facebook and $3 billion towards creating content that people cared about, we would be much better off as marketers than where we are today. So the balance is off between earned and paid. And so the right way to go is to figuring out who cares about what you do at a broad level. And how do you reach them? And what do you know, because you do this for a living, that people would like to share? An awful lot of people are trying to follow Oreo and do funny photos. At the end of the day, we got to sell product. And funny photos probably does sell Oreos, but it doesn't sell an awful lot of other products out there. So a strategy leading to really the more organic marketing is going to drive measurably better business objectives than just buying a bunch of Facebook ads.
Certainly been an interesting and very helpful conversation. If you would share with our listeners where they can get more information about Ignite Social Media Online and where they can also be in potential contact as well.
Sure. Well, ignitesocialmedia.com is the URL for the company. If you're interested in a new book called Earn It, Don't Buy It, the URL is earnitdontbuyit.com. And on Twitter, I am Jay Tobin, J-T-O-B-I-N, and I'm actively checking that and happy to have a conversation there as well.
Sounds good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts on the topic of social media marketing for our entrepreneur listeners?
A lot of people who, particularly in the entrepreneur mindset, think, I don't have time for this. I got so many other things to do. And what you're saying there is that the other things you're doing are going to drive better business value than doing social media marketing. That may, in fact, be true. And if it is, don't do social media marketing. But if it's not, if you think you can reach people more cost effectively and you have something to say and it would attract an audience, then you have to give something else up, because done properly, in the right use cases, social media marketing is the best targeted, most cost-efficient marketing ever invented.
Certainly has been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Jim Tobin, the founder and president of Ignite Social Media, one of the world's leading social media marketing agencies. And once again, the websites of reference is earnitdontbuyit.com as well as ignitesocialmedia.com. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
A pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Social Media Strategies and Information Channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.